The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
It is Dementia Action Week, and as a result, we are chatting with Claire and Gina from Alzheimer's Society to find out about some events they have going on and how they might be able to help you. Claire, there is something of an appeal going on this year with Alzheimer's UK as well. The Forget Me Not appeal, isn't there? A bit of a sort of push, encouraging everyone to join that appeal. Just tell us a little bit about that first.
Yeah, so the Forget Me Not appeal is for people to tell their story because lived experience and understanding how others have lived with the disease also helps those that are thinking about their own self or their own diagnosis, and those lived stories are really powerful. So the Forget Me Not appeal is about celebrating your person who has lived with the diagnosis and has lived that journey, and so the appeal is to wear that badge with pride, to denote that you have lived and through that journey, and maybe then people will come and speak to you and ask you and maybe willing to share your story.
Gina, I think this will make a huge difference to people, won't it? Because until you have actually experienced this journey, I mean, it has ups, it has downs, but it's not like anything else you might experience in your life, is it?
No, that's very true. And the difficulty with it is individual. So there's not exactly a specific pathway that people will take. There won't be common challenges to the journey as well. I have lived experience. My mum had a form of dementia. It was linked to Parkinson's, and it was watching her fade away and become more childlike in a way. And losing the individual, losing her as a very astute, clever woman, certainly with figures. She was a bookkeeper for many years, and obviously she ran the farm and all sorts of things when we were kids. But watching her fade away, and I think when I bought a craft kit for mum for a three-year-old. My mum was a fantastic needlewoman, and I was quite heartbroken. She did enjoy the activity, but it was very difficult at the time.
I can imagine. And it can be challenging, can't it? At the same time, there are also moments of levity in there as well, though, Claire, aren't there?
Yes, there are. And that's what we live for each day, is looking for those moments when you can see a spark of that person. And that's what our groups do, is we try to get people to come along, enjoy social settings, get out of the house, interact with others. And we've had comments by carers who have said, I haven't seen her laugh like that in a long time. And that's the spark of seeing that person come through in that moment. And what can be challenging and difficult can also have those funny moments.
And I think as well, isn't it? I mean, you're just sharing your story there, Gina, and thank you for sharing that, because I know it must be difficult to relive that. But when you do share those stories, like we're talking about with the Forget Me Not appeal, if someone hears it, it can educate them as to how to perhaps deal with their person. Because, of course, caring for someone who has a dementia diagnosis, it can be very challenging, but there are specific ways that you can make everything just that little bit easier, aren't there?
That's very true, because I think the one key thing to remember is the disease of the brain. It's not that person. That person is still in there. And it can be things like our Singing for the Brain group that we do, where music is very powerful. And we've moved into the era of the 60s and 70s now, so people are really enjoying and getting behind the songs and enjoying. And Sweet Caroline's one of the favourite ones, where we get people up and just dancing and thing. But it's the moment of joy. But coming back to the journey, it's very difficult. It's all very individual. It's really important to try and engage with the services around you so that you can talk through the different challenges that come from the perspective of a person living with dementia, and the confusion that they feel at times, and the confidence that they lose. And then the big conversation I have regularly is when they've had to surrender their driving license, and that's a big impact around their independence, and that's a big sign that says my independence is fading. To reach out to services like ourselves in order to come and talk to us. If we've got the answers, we have, and if we haven't, we've got a fantastic network around us that we can always pull on for ideas and hopefully answer your questions.
And you do have, Claire, during this week, some pop-up events on the go, don't you?
We do, yes. We will be appearing in Tesco's. I'm not sure on what days yet, but we will be appearing in Tesco's. We are going to be at the Ramsey Town Hall on the Monday the 18th in the morning. We're also going to be down at Tyrosen down in Port Erin, on the Thursday in the morning as well. So on the Friday, we're going to be in the Freedom Field at Sight Matters, where we are going to hopefully have some sunshine. We are going to be outdoors in that beautiful field and area where we will have some stations for carers to go and explore ways of removing stress, finding something pleasant to do that takes moments, minutes to do, that they could build into their day to help them in their role and as they're a caregiver. For a person with dementia, it can become quite challenging and stressful for them. So it's learning new ways of trying to get 5 minutes to yourself that can make a world of difference mm-hmm. to how you calm yourself and how you centre yourself back on what you need to do for you. And we will also be offering sessions for the person with dementia. So if they aren't able to leave their person, they can come along, and Gemma and myself will be delivering the Love to Move, and we'll also have a reminiscence session where we can take the person with dementia down a lovely old path of reminiscence. We don't know the subject yet, but we will tell you that as they arrive. So yes, that's the special day on the Friday.
And that's crucial, isn't it? Because as a carer, you need to be able to look after yourself in order to be able to look after your person.
That's right. It's maintaining the resilience. And by having 5 minutes, it's very difficult because the loved one on their journey to dementia, their needs are often all encompassing. And the carer is slightly to one side, and it's bringing them back to the top of the to-do list mm-hmm. and making sure they look after themselves, even down to the basics of eating and drinking regularly, taking rest regularly, taking up the opportunities of respite around them, whether that's an adult grandchild can pop in with granddad and spend a lovely couple of hours with him listening to all his stories while the carer can go and get the hair done, go and do something yourself, go and have a walk somewhere. Don't run around with the Hoover and duster is usually our favourite advice. It's just be there for to find something for themselves. So in the on the wellness day, we're looking at maybe having some Tai Chi, some craft activities, see if we can get a little bit of hand massage going, but just time for them to just enjoy wandering through the garden, taking that 5 minutes themselves.
And you mentioned the journeys that people go on, and you've actually recorded some people and their journeys and people who you work with, just to sort of give a flavour of what it's like, haven't you?
That's true. Yes, they've been I've been very grateful to their journeys because it's much more authentic when it comes from an individual. We have a host of knowledge between us, particularly Claire. She has over 30 years' experience within working with people with dementia. I've got a background working with people with unpaid carers. I worked for Charity Across, and so between us, I think we offer a very good service because the emotional support is a part of what we offer as well. Where anybody, a particular carer, can ring and just say, I've just had the worst night possible. I'm so tired. What do I do? And just a common comment that they make to us is knowing there's somebody in the background is quite useful. Well, it's more than useful for them. It's a very powerful tool for them.
And that's the thing about a week like this, isn't it, Claire? Because it's often just, it's partly letting people know, as you are doing, that you are there and you are a service that's available for people. But also for someone who's just starting on their journey and they really don't know what to do next, you can sort of highlight those areas that they need to look at, maybe give them some information about what they do next.
Yeah, sure. So we can help people who are worried about their memory as well. So Alzheimer's Society belies the fact that we do support people with dementia, all types of dementia, but also pre-dementia, so pre-diagnosis. So if anybody's worried about their memory and thinking, could this be dementia, and feeling quite scared and worried, they can ring us, can speak to us. We can explain what will happen next if they want to explore whether this could be dementia. And as we always say, it's not going to go away if it is dementia. So the sooner you get some help and support and understanding and knowledge and information about whether it is dementia, the longer your journey will be bearable for you, because your knowledge is power to some extent. And so we will explain the GP process, what happens when you go to the GP, what to expect, how they will do some screening to make sure that this isn't another physical thing that's causing their memory impairment, because there are a number of things that could be causing somebody to have issues with their memory. And so that helps people as well realise that there might be something else that's not just the, and it's not, nobody's going to easily give you a dementia diagnosis. There's a whole process to go through. And so it's making sure it isn't something else first. And that some often helps people hit it head on and think about it and talk about it and then seek the help and support that's required.
I think I noticed that on one of your pages, actually, people were saying that once they had the diagnosis, it changed everything for them and really helped them in that respect.
Yeah, there's been some recent research done, and the figures are showing that, you know, the sooner people get that diagnosis, the sooner people get the help and understanding. It takes away fear, anxiety, the unknown, which if you're sitting with, can cause the dementia to become worse, because that and fear and anxiety fuels the brain to struggle in some respects. And so getting that diagnosis, putting things in order, putting things in place that you need to think about, legal and financial things particularly, it makes people feel as if they are content and that they've done what they can do in that moment.
They have control.
Yeah, it is about control, and it is also about let's live for today. So, you know, once everything's in place and you understand what's going on, it's like, I'll live with this, and how do I do that? And that's what the dementia advisors very much do. They help people focus on not what they've lost or what they can't do, but what they are able to do, what they have got left in their ability, and how we're going to use that to make life quality good.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, speaking of living for today, please tell me about this silent disco, because it sounds amazing.
Yeah, so I had this idea that we might have a silent disco. I went on a cruise and remember looking over a balcony and seeing all these people wafting their arms around, looking rather silly. And I was thinking, what on earth's going on there? And realised they all had headsets on and they were all different, dancing to different music. So then when I heard that there was silent disco on the Isle of Man, I thought, we must do this. Mm-hmm. And I'd also heard how beneficial it is for a person with dementia as well, that having control of your volume switch, not having the surround sound being very loud and you not being able to escape it, having a headset on, being able to change the volume down, and also to select the type of music you want to listen to. So you could be with somebody who likes a different genre of music in the same room, dancing away. And so people are a bit apprehensive, we think. We're just hoping that they'll come along and that they'll enjoy the experience of silence if they take the headset off, but immersiveness if they want to as well.
So. Well, it brings such joy, because I have been to one of these before. And as you said, it's sort of seeing people when you don't have the headset on, or if you are listening to something entirely different, watching the other people in the room making their own moves to whatever it is they're listening to is so joyful, isn't it?
Yeah. It just looks daft, but you don't feel it when you actually take part. You're just lost in your own world of headset and music. And the sensory side. So the sensory side of dementia, people find noise, can find noise overpowering, debilitating to some extent. So being able to control that, but enjoy the space and enjoy a disco, we just thought it's a great thing for a Dementia Action Week.
It is a wonderful thing. Well, let us know then, Gina, how people sign up to the Wellbeing Day, to the Silent Disco, and also find out more about what you will do.
Okay, then. So to sign up and book your place for either the Silent Disco or to come into the Wellbeing Day, call us on 01624 613 181, or email us at isleofman@alzheimers.org.uk, and come and have some fun. Just also to say that our normal groups will be running that way. Our usual groups will be running that week as well. So we'll have our Singing for the Brain, we'll have our fabulous Gemma with Love to Move, and our Better Together groups, which are the peer-to-peer support group for carers, will be on that week as well.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.